happy Friday, everyone. That's right, it's Friday. And we owe you something big. So today is your present. We are joined today on the show by the one and only, the venerable, the Irish keyboard cat herself.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! It's Fry-yay!
It's Fry-yay.
It's my favorite way to say it. It's really the only way. And I came wearing my disco ball
Before
shirt.
We started the show, you looked at your... This is what I love about you, if I may. You looked at yourself in the confidence monitor we have down there, and you saw the shirt that you were wearing. Well, I forget what you said, but it was something to be like, I got my glitter on or something today.
Like that sparkle or something?
Yeah. I got my sparkle on or something like that. And I looked, and it just looked like a beautiful cascading waterfall.
Yeah, the sequin. Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this on podcast services, you are just missing out on a good 50% of the magic. That is Andrea Renee. How you been? How you doing?
I'm good.
I feel like I see you in passing a lot.
Yeah.
Because I get off the show and then you go do the other, but we never actually connect and talk, so I'm happy that you're on the show today.
That's true. Just me giving you a hard time, razzing you a bit.
That's always fun. It always brings a fun energy into the room and reminds me to stop doing the show.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any sort of clock or anything. By design, by the way. Kevin's told me multiple times, he's like, I can put a clock in the room, and I say, time is a construct, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not real.
Yeah, but it's necessary.
But it's not real, you know? It's like parking tickets. They're not really real. They're just a construct that we've decided, so you can't put your car there.
Maybe I disagree with you there. It's like, you know, the sun goes around the universe and we go around the sun.
The sun is a construct. I got a parking ticket the other day in the neighborhood, and I'm so pissed about it.
Yeah.
Momentary brain fart. I parked. I was like, oh, I know it's street sweeping.
Didn't read the sign?
Totally thought I did. I did one of those things where I'm like, my eyes are good. I'll look at the sign from here. Mm-hmm. And I looked, and I swear to God, it said Thursday. It said Wednesday.
Oh,
no, I know. $76.
Yikes.
It's just enough. Just enough money to be like, God damn it.
San Francisco, don't play when it comes to tickets.
Well, at least it's not like that one ticket Tim got where it was like $600 and he had to pay it.
Wait, I thought we agreed that he was in the wrong there, or that the city was in the wrong.
Yeah,
he ended up having to pay it?
But I think he tried to fight it and it didn't work out. I think he had to pay it. Isn't that sad?
Stop not parked. Hashtag we try to get going. Like Tim was stop not parked.
Stop not parked. Yeah, that's important. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the Kind of Funny Morning Show with me and Andrea, and we're very happy to have you. Guess what though? We do this show four other times a week. That's right. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. PT here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Of course, if you want, you can listen to this on podcast services while you're out on a jog.
Why is this not on mute? Yeah.
That's it.
No.
That's how it goes. So let's do this. You're only following 175.
Oh, this is not even today's show.
Is it archive?
This is archive from the other day. Hold on, let's do this.
Sorry, I'm messing up the iPad, everybody.
Here, you know what? I'm gonna let you do this while I finish the intro for the show.
I'll try to figure it out.
If you guys are watching this on YouTube, of course, leave a comment in the comments below. We'll get around to answering that. Andrea and I will jump in there later and just berate you just mercilessly. So come at us with your nicest comment, and we will say the worst possible thing to you. Of course, if you want to support this show and you don't have any money, but you're like, how can I give Nick some money anyway? Well, Amazon Prime has you covered. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription that you can go to our channel. You set it, you forget it, and then you got to remind yourself every month because Jeff Bezos wants to make that sweet, sweet money. And so do we. If you don't want to give us your subscription, that's cool. Give it to someone in our community you feel is doing a great job of being a bang-up human being and streaming all the time, just like Andy or Snowbike Mike or Fiona or Sancho West, all of which I have backed, and Andy is the one person who hasn't thanked me. Did I unfollow Andy yesterday when no one was looking on Instagram? Maybe. Will he ever know? Be fucking cool, okay?
Why are you so petty?
Be cool. Because it's fun. I almost drank out of your cap the other day, by the way.
What? What's wrong with it?
No, nothing. I was pouring myself a cup of coffee, and I'm like, I would like to drink out of this cap mug.
Yeah,
and then I think it was, Kevin was like, that's Andreas. And I was like, hands off.
You can use my cat mug whenever you would like.
It's the thing is this. I'm not 100% sure, and this is not a knock to Cool Greg, because Cool Greg helps clean a lot. But I'm not 100% sure that we clean everything 100%. You know what I mean? And so I feel like we should all... Let me before you get incredibly insulted by this.
Sure.
What I'm saying is, I feel like we should all drink out of our own mugs and not be like mug sharing all the time.
Okay.
Because I feel like that will eventually... Like we're not putting these mugs in a dishwasher that will sanitize them very well. Mm-hmm. And it's the flu and cold season.
Right.
And a lot of people I know are sick. Tim's feeling a little ill. My wife's a little bit under the weather. So I'm just saying, less is more when it comes to this. Also, it's a very big mug and kind of heavy. And I don't know how you lift it. Also, it doesn't have Emma Watson on it. And that's my mug.
I'm very strong.
Are you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies, Quip, and Robinhood. We'll get to that in a second, but before we do, it's housekeeping time. Top on housekeeping. New shirts are available at the store. Go over, check those out. We have the Kind of Funny Glitch shirt and another shirt that I can't remember. Yeah, there, the side print shirt right there. There you go.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, those are really, really cool. I like to say this is kind of like our esports shirt.
So it does look like an esports shirt.
I know. Like you like a bunch, like if it were like dry wick, mm-hmm. it would be like you could just imagine
like
a bunch of people who don't actually
material?
Work out just sitting behind a desk, like, oh, we're crushing on Overwatch right now.
Yeah, but what if they're all playing Beat Saber and really sweating and they need to wick away that moisture?
Kevin recorded Beat Saber for this Amazon stream that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked into the room, there was that. Do you do yoga?
Yes.
I forgot. You know that moisture in the air after everyone's been breathing and sweating and the heat
it's like
happening?
It's like a musky
and you walk out and
humidity.
You can just feel the humidity spread out. That's what that room felt like. It didn't smell, but you could feel Kevin on your skin.
Yeah, because he's aspirating a lot. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I
know
walked
exactly
in and I was like, I want to spend as little time in this room as humanly possible right now.
Well, why didn't you just have him
I'm
open a window?
Inhaling Kevin. Why wouldn't he open a window to start with?
Maybe he was so focused on the content, he didn't think about the window.
Kevin took off, I think it was an Oculus or whatever he's using. Put it down. Walks into the room, sweating. Oh man, that game's real fun. Goes to get a soda, drinks it real quick, goes back in. So he had the wherewithal to understand there was things happening outside of the world.
Gotcha.
But then he went back in to sweat it out. Sweating to the oldies. Mm. Go over to kindoffunny.com/store, check that out. Next up on housekeeping, this is an awesome one. Greg tweeted this out, and I wanted to highlight this a little bit. The good folks over at Rocket League, they're just always great to us. Greg said, remember when that we put that, we were stupid and put a team fat flag in at Rocket League at launch rather than a kind of funny one? Well, we're fixing it Monday in the game's December update. Get it then. And you can play this little video. You can see our little flag blowing in the wind there. Look at that. I like the slow.
Oh, it's so cute.
I know. It's like we won already. Actually, I guess it's slow motion. But it's like a victory lap kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, clearly we're doing dope shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Greg with the team fat thing. It was the most Greg thing ever. He was like, I'm team fat. I'm like, that has so many different connotations. So many different connotations.
But now he's like team get fit.
There we are. Well, now he's team.
You've rubbed off on it.
Now he's team quitter.
What do you mean?
Well, before he used to be like, team fat's about a lifestyle. You eat whatever you want, whenever you want, and just be happy with your body. Now he's like back there snorting salad. Just fucking.
Riding his bike to work.
Like, I get in and he's stretching. I'm like, who are you? I got it. He was doing a quad stretch the other day. I'm like, who are you? Am I wrong?
He's a liar.
He, like all of us, is just aging and trying to take care of his body. That's all.
Andy's done this show with me enough to the point where he knows what it's just a complete make-believe fantasy land in my head. No, I mean, honestly, but Greg does the thing where he wears the leggings, you know?
That's a thing.
That's a thing that he does. And every once in a while, he'll put his foot up and be like, look how far I get my foot up. I'm stretching now.
Why don't you say congrats, friend? I'm really happy that you've improved your flexibility.
Clearly, you don't understand what we do here.
No, I do. I'm just trying to rail against it.
Here's what you don't understand. Everyone knows that if they don't want to get made fun of, you have to be on the show. If you're not within my eyesight, I'm like a dog. If I don't see you, I don't think about you.
That's bullshit because you make fun of people even if we're on the show with you.
That's fair. Look at Annie's dumb hat.
Oh.
Next up.
What's happening here? Why isn't this refreshing?
I don't know. We'll figure that out in a second. You can just bring the chat up on here.
Yeah, that's probably the right call.
Next up on housekeeping. This is what we've done. You know, when you have a baby, you don't know what that baby's going to go out there into the world to do. He might be president. He might be a postal service officer. He might just be a person that works at Starbucks, or he might be a bum that sits in the street and does meth all day. But you just don't know what's gonna happen, but you put it out there with the best intentions. I made this thing called Kind of Funny, the Animated Series. And
Jesus.
It has manifested itself in many.
I'm trying to mute it.
In many ways, okay? One of which is, a lot of people commented, we love this show. A lot of people said, hey, don't ever do this show again. A lot of people said, complete and total waste of money. Some people said, hey, the part where Cool Greg operated in the last episode, funniest thing I've seen in years. Well, this gentleman right here put his money where his mouth is. This is Dirk Saxon, has said, I finally finished the Kind of Funny animated tattoo. It's updated with not only Kevin, Cool Greg, but one Andy Cortez. And I, for one, want to give this guy a round of applause.
Yeah. That's really cool.
What I love most about this specific image, too, is I'm 90% sure it's just multiple pictures of the same leg, but there's a 10% chance that this man has three legs.
I met him at RTX London. Really sweet dude. Awesome guy. We're really wasted.
Oh, and Portillo's down there as well. And Portillo, by the way, the Portillo tattoo is adorable. Yeah. Greg should get that tattoo if he wants a tattoo. The Kevin tattoo is something that you can never undo. Even if you burn it off of your body. That can't be undone, Joe.
I don't know, I think it's cute. I like his little mustache.
The Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What is this? Also-
yeah!
All right.
How about them Cowboys, everybody? The Cowboys last night played at home against the New Orleans Saints, Andrea and Nick, and guess what? The Cowboys brought it home 13-10. The number one offense in the league was just completely shut down. Drew Brees, no sign of a breeze in AT&T Stadium. Ain't that right, Nicholas Carpino?
It was farewell.
Woo! It was very impressive.
My gosh, that defense.
Game.
That defense, Jalen Ramsey and Van Der Esch, just everywhere. They're all over the field, man. Covering sideline to sideline, dude. Beautiful, beautiful shutdown of the number one offense in the league. Cowboys number one in the NFC East now. Let's take it to the playoffs and probably lose in the first round. Let's go, baby. Come on.
All right. Andy Cortez, ladies and gentlemen. What I respect most about Andy and that bit is that he really committed to the Southern accent and then approximately 20 seconds in just
dropped it
like a bad habit. You're so good at accents, Andy, but so bad at committing. Just terrible at committing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick tip reminder. If you want to tip us at the $5 above level, we will read those tips. You guys can queue those up. We got a lot of fun things to talk about on the show today, so I do want to get to those first. Looking at tips, we do have a couple that came in. This is the 30th, right? Oh, wow, we got a lot of tips that came
in. It is the 30th.
Brian said, as an elementary school teacher, I never thought it would be possible to do what you guys do, but I've recently started to create my own content network. I am not looking to get rich or famous, just want to spread a little sweet, nasty love. Thank you. That's awesome, Brian. It is very, very rewarding what we do. It's also really hard, heartbreaking, and sometimes makes you want to put your head through a wall. But for the rest of the time, it's great. SephrothCloud89 says, hey, Nick, I'm a day behind you, but you and Andy mentioned horse riding yesterday, and I thought of this video. Have you seen this girl bull ride like a boss? It's quite impressive, even when she changes positions mid-ride. Wow, that's cool. There's no link in that, though. So.
Yeah.
We'll have to find the link. Maybe repost the link for like a cent, and we'll put it up there. Champ Alert gave us $5. Said, "Hi all, this is your Champ Alert for the day. Can you please remind us? Can you please remind us, Andrea, who is the champ? Thank you." They're asking you who the current champ is, and I think they want you to say my name.
Oh no, I recognize that you currently hold the belt, and I am very happy that you get a few short weeks, maybe months left with it. Just enjoy the time, because you never know when it's all going to end.
Who knows? Could be years. We're very busy.
Could be days. Maybe it's even an hour.
Could be right now.
Who knows?
Nobody knows. Unfortunately, there's just no games to play out there. There's no competitive games left. We've played them all.
Yeah,
this is the problem. There are no big games looming on the horizon where people can go one-on-one on a flat stage and fight each other. I'm inceptioning this idea into your brain.
I'm never going to... use Smash.
You're not
going
to challenge me to Smash?
I'm never going to use Smash.
Smash is not going to be your game?
Mark my words.
Coward.
Quote me here. I will never challenge you with Smash.
You don't like Smash?
I do not like Smash.
Why? We're going to convert you.
I mean, I'm going to come
when
for
we
the
start...
Smash after party after the Kinda Funny Game Showcase.
But you don't understand. The Smash after party is the small tear in the sweater that eventually opens up the entire thing.
Yeah.
You don't get that every day you come in from that point on. We are going to play Smash for. Our yearly profits are going to tank.
Yeah.
Greg, this showcase shit that he's doing, that's not happening again next year because we got Smash. Okay. All the time he can put into that. Turn around. Be a friend. Let's play on the
TV. Why, ladies and gentlemen who are watching in the chat, why should I listen to anything Nick Scarpino says about games? You don't play games.
I play the right games.
No.
Do you understand me? Here's what I don't do.
Okay.
See, I play games.
This
is a misnomer. I'm tired of this rumor being spread about Papa Nick Scarpino, the champ, Johnny Ace's best friend, okay? I play a lot of games. I just don't play a lot of the games that I play. And of the games that I play, there is a very, very narrow margin of, am I going to keep playing this? And if it doesn't work, I go, no, I'm done.
Okay.
Right? Recently, been playing The Messenger, Little Hitman 2. But these games are not games that I'm like, I really want to put 40 hours in. I just don't get addicted to them anymore, basically. But Smash, on the other hand, that's a skill-based game. And it's a competitive game.
It
and
is?
If I'm better than Greg at it or Andy at it, every time I win, I get that fun hit of adrenaline where I get to look at them and go, you suck, and I'm better than
See,
you.
See, maybe you're confusing right me with those guys because they gave you the opportunity to beat them. I'm going to pick something that I know definitively I will win at.
See, Greg thought that.
Yeah, that's
Greg
what he said.
Thought that.
That's what he told me,
That's
yeah.
what he thought with Snake Pass. That's what he thought with yoga. Lost both times.
Wait, yoga?
Yeah. The first time I won the belt, I won with, I don't even know what it was, like Wii Fit Yoga or some shit like that.
I would never challenge you in yoga. I mean, I'm very good at yoga.
I mean, you're better.
I would challenge
maybe
you
you're
in,
better
real
than
life,
me?
In real life yoga.
Oh,
let's
I don't
go.
Know. I don't know if that's a smart idea.
Oh, I will tree pose the shit out of you.
Dude,
you just wait.
My Warrior 2 is nasty.
Oh, don't even.
It's sick nasty.
Don't even. You can't
I got
compete.
A nasty Warrior 3, too.
What kind of Warrior 3 you do? You do airplane arms, you do straight out, or you do prayer?
I like to do prayer.
Prayer? Okay.
To be perfectly honest, the airplane has I'm not good at that.
But do you take it to the next level and do the ankle grab?
You know, I can't. I'm just not flexible enough.
Oh, okay, so.
One of the reasons
okay,
why
so
I.
So, now we all, hear the truth.
Yeah, all real talk. The only reason I do yoga is because it's the only time I stretch, and I'm terrible at it. Like, my wife will do yoga with me, and I'll look at her and I'm like, what? That's not possible. It's impossible.
I'm really happy that you're doing that, though, because it's very good for you.
Oh, it's great. Well, it's good for.
It's good for both, yeah.
Your head, the mental
state. It lets you kind of chill out all around.
I don't like the hot yoga, though. Like super hot yoga.
Like Bikram.
Yeah, I
yeah,
can't
it's
that.
Uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
I do it from time to time to test myself, but.
It's good for mental training, because I honestly mm-hmm. do think like it's a good mental toughness exercise. And when you get out, you get that big rush of adrenaline.
Yeah.
But 90 degrees is good for me. I don't need this.
103
I don't need to be
much.
Swimming in a fucking sauna while I'm trying to do tree pose, for Christ's sake. Although I will crush tree pose like this. I'll just crush it all day
just
long.
Just raise those branches
up. I go from here, boom. And then if you want to take it to the next level, close the eyes. crushing the game. All right. We'll get back to tips in just 1 second. But before we do, we're going to go into a few news stories. We've got a lot of fun things to do today. Not the least of which is a movie that I'm becoming way more excited about than I should because the trailers are starting to get me going. We're going to watch the trailer and react to Happy Death Day to You. This is the sequel to a movie I haven't seen yet.
I don't know anything about this.
Let's watch it.
Okay.
Dude. Help. I am tripping right now. I feel like I've totally lived through this day already.
Deja vu?
Yes.
The day reset when you died, right?
Yeah.
I might be able to help with that. I died 11 times. I was stuck reliving the same day over and over again until someone wearing a baby mask murdered me on the night of my birthday. Turns out it was my roommate, Lori. I kicked her crazy ass out a window
Spoiler.
And killed her, which broke the loop. But now I'm living the better version of my life.
You okay?
No.
Oh, hey, you're up. I folded your pants for you.
No way.
Dude, did you hit that or what?
I don't believe this. It's Monday the 18th again!
Go.
Stop
go,
global warming.
Go, go, go.
I thought it ended the loop, but I'm back. Oh my God. Everything's different. This time, it's coming after all of us.
If you don't reset the day and try again, they're dead for good, aren't they?
So I'm gonna have to die over and over again to save all of you.
I mean, I guess you could just reset the day yourself.
Genius idea. Okay, let's do this. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. Well, if I don't stop the killer, more people will die.
That'll be really uncomfortable.
Failure's not an option. Yeah. I'm focused, man. Yeah. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the field and I'm still
in the grind.
I am literally dying to figure
this out. Okay, you're up.
I'm so done with this. I'm on borrowed time here. All my fancy
things. What the fuck?
Alright, let's see what you got. We're in crisis mode, Tree. Who's gonna pledge Kappa now that we have a death curse?
So, I didn't see the first movie. Obviously, they spoiled the ending of the first movie in this trailer.
Yeah,
I wanna
right?
watch
no,
it, but
don't
like.
Don't waste your time now.
The idea behind Groundhog's Day. As a horror movie?
Yeah.
Kind of genius.
No, I'm into it.
Right?
I actually had no desire to see this until I watched the trailer.
I know. It's one of those things where like there, it's if they nail this, just the right amount of camp.
Yeah.
Just the right of tongue-in-cheek self-awareness, this could be really, really fun. It looks
yeah.
fun. If it's just 2 hours of that, like her jumping out of a plane to like have to kill herself to reset the day, kind of genius. It's like the, it's almost the opposite of that part in Groundhog's Day where he gets so depressed he tries to kill himself over and over and over again, but the world and life will not let him die, and it's really sad.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of that.
Well, she's
like, oh, I'm going to kill myself so I can solve this mystery.
Right.
That's kind of
I mean, at a certain point in Groundhog's Day, he turns to that, right? Because he's trying to learn as much about Andy as possible.
Well, he goes through the phase of, at first he uses it for selfishness, where he's like, I'm just going to learn as much about her so I can get her in bed.
Right.
And then eventually he realizes that no matter what he does, he's never going to get her because he needs to change. But he doesn't want to change, so he starts killing himself over and over again. And then eventually realizes that's not the answer either. But the answer becomes, hey, what if I'm just a good person and I use this power to make everyone else's life great?
Right.
And that's what breaks it. And then also makes Andy fall in love with him.
Oh, God, that movie's so
fucking
good.
Fucking great movie. That movie had no business being as good as it was.
Right?
Great scene, too, where he's like, don't drive angry. And the groundhog's driving the thing. So fucking good.
Warp 13 in the chat brought up Live, Die, Repeat as another movie that really utilized that have to die over and over again. I loved that movie. Had no business talking about movies being as good as they were.
That,
really fantastic.
That movie unfortunately suffered from really shitty marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody knew what it was. By the way, it's not called Live, Die, Repeat. That's what they renamed it when it came out.
Right.
It was called Edge of Tomorrow, which is a dope-ass name, but makes no sense. Like, they were like, people don't get that he has to live, die, and repeat. So what should we really name this movie? Oh, how about Live, Die, and Repeat?
You really just got to hit people over the head with it these days.
It sucks, though,
because... No one has imagination anymore.
I don't know that I saw that movie in theaters, but when I saw it, I think I rented it, and I was like, damn it. This is one of those that I am the problem. I should have gone to see this in theaters. This is a really cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've been
Emily
going...
Emily Blunt, chef's kiss.
Oh,
she's so good in that movie.
Are you stoked about the return of Mary Poppins?
Yes.
I know.
Yes, I am.
I'm jacked about that, too. It looks good. Although, to be fair, and this is another sad admittance. No, I have to
admission.
Admit this. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Mary Poppins.
Wait, the original?
Never grew up on it.
Seriously?
Yeah, my parents weren't into that shit.
Not once?
No, they were like, here, watch RoboCop.
Have you seen scenes of it ever?
I mean, I'm aware of there's an animated part. And she flies. I get her confused with the Flying Nun. Because they both have, don't they both have umbrellas
different.
Or something?
I strongly encourage you to go watch it.
I will.
Fantastic.
My wife's super into it, so I think we're going to watch that and then go see the movie.
Yeah.
But she's like, every once in a while, I'll say something, and my wife face palms, where she's like, you haven't seen The Sound of Music?
I do that with John
and I'm
all
like,
the time.
I haven't seen The Sound of Music. What do you want from me? I had no idea The Sound of Music had Nazis in it. I was like, what?
It's like set, yeah, the whole
she's like, yeah,
of the movie
it's
is
set
them
in
trying
fucking
to escape
Austria.
From Nazi
like,
Germany. Huh. Or Nazi Austria.
Like, that sounds really intense. I don't want to see that movie. I was like, that sounds like Schindler's List.
The Nazis aren't the main draw of that movie, though.
No,
it's
I
like
understand.
The Fräulein like trying to assimilate into this family with these six kids that all have their own issues. And
it just seems like...
Julie Andrews, though, like, oh, classic voice.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, she does the thing, which is the hills are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds of Music. You're like, oh, so beautiful. And then the Nazis are like, hey, you're like, oh, shit. Too intense. I like to watch Below Deck instead. Next up.
Too intense.
Yeah, they're intense. Next up on the news, this comes from The Wrap. Jaime Ramirez, Blue Beetle Latino superhero movie is in development at DC and Warner Brothers. This is an exclusive. The story reads, DC and Warner Brothers are developing the first Latino superhero movie about Jaime Ramirez, a.k.a. the Blue Beetle. Individuals with knowledge of the project exclusively tell The Wrap. Mexican-born writer Garth Dunnett Alcocer, who wrote Universal Scarface and has been tapped to write the screenplay. Dunnett also wrote the upcoming Miss Bala remake for Sony. Zev Foreman is executive producing for Warner Brothers.
I know nothing about the Blue Beetle. I think more representation on screen in superhero movies is always a good thing. But I think DC needs to kind of get their ducks in a row before they start expanding too much.
That's the big
right. Like do
here, right?
Do your number
like, how about we make
one
a good
heroes
Batman film
yeah.
first.
Do the thing that people know good first and then expand.
Yeah, it's I mean obviously they're developing this. This is not something that they're necessarily there's no release date for this. There's no real like, hey, we're 100% committed. They're writing the script, they're developing this project. It's not whatever.
Maybe develop it for TV first and then go to feature film.
I just feel like Blue Beetle's such a stretch. That used to be a joke that I would tell Greg was like my favorite DC hero. And he's like, do you know anything about Blue Beetle? I'm like, no. The only thing I know about Blue Beetle is from what I saw in like Young Justice, where he was like one of the characters in that. And it's cool. It's a great concept. But I don't know. Chat, let us know. Are you excited about this?
So Infinity Style says he has been on TV, Andrea, Young Justice.
Yeah, he was in Young Justice, but, I mean, he's been in a lot of comic books and stuff like that, too. And it's, you know, again.
And I don't mean, like, him appearing in another show. I mean, him having his own standalone series.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know, DC. I don't know. We've lamented on this enough. Cool. Let's see how it goes. Next up.
Chad wants to know if we're going to be talking about
this. We are going to be talking about that.
Oh, look at that. There it is.
There you go. Next up. I tell you, after I watched Daredevil season 3, I was like, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. They got me back. All the Marvel television up until this point, hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
Like I said before. I mean, and I'm a little bit of an outlier. I loved Jessica Jones. People were like, I don't like that series at all. I'm like, I thought the first season was really cool.
Yeah, second
season,
like
not good. Iron Fist, didn't even bother watching. Defenders, watched the whole thing, liked parts of it. All the Iron Fist parts, I don't like that. So when they canceled Iron Fist, I was like, they're listening to me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, somebody's watching how I'm watching.
Scarf,
yeah. Didn't particularly like Luke Cage either. It just didn't hit for me. Mm. So when they canceled that, I was like, this makes sense. Daredevil, I'm like, I'll give this a watch. Season 2, half of it was good. Half of it, not so good. Mm. Season 3, really fucking good. Like, really good. And now they canceled it. And I'm like, what is the metric, Netflix? Do I have to watch it right when it comes out? Is that what you want from me? What do you want from me?
Well, I think it's interesting to note, at least by this headline, that it was canceled by Netflix, not by Marvel. And I don't know if you want to
Netflix is the one funding it, basically.
Well, here's the thing. Netflix is over $30 billion in debt. Right?
That sounds about right.
Like, it's like an obscene amount that they're in debt, right?
Yeah, but they can just get that. They can just get that back if they make another House of Cards, right?
Well, the real problem with Netflix is that they're spending their money to make amazing content, but they're not charging people the appropriate amount of money for that content. And that's an inherent problem with the digital distribution platform and why, you know, you look at somebody like HBO, mm-hmm. and the reason why they're able to be so successful is that they're still built into mainline cable programs.
Yeah.
And if I'm buying HBO through my cable provider, it's an extra $15 to $20 a month, depending on who you get your cable from. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Netflix doesn't have that extra boost, that pack-in boost, which they should maybe look at. And it's tough because we all love the on-demand availability of Netflix, being able to, like, binge-watch a whole season. I think the concept is really great. But they just don't have the funding to support it. And so they either need to dramatically raise the price of their premium content or they have to build an ad somewhere to help offset the revenue. And that's a hard ask when they started out giving all this stuff for free, right? Mm-hmm. And now you can't really get away with making people pay for things that they used to get for free. That makes people be like, nah, dog, no thanks. I'll get it from somewhere else. So they're really going to have to come with a project or a movie or a series that people want so badly that they'll be willing to pay more for it. And I'm not sure what that magic project is.
The big issue here is, and this is what a lot of people say in the chat, and I appreciate you guys giving me this perspective, is that what if Daredevil moves over to the Disney streaming service? So that's what a lot of people are saying right now is, just because Netflix cancels this, can it find new life when Disney inevitably launches Disney Play or whatever it's supposed to be called? Right, which is their service where they're essentially going to eventually take all of their properties, which is going to leave a huge dent in Netflix, and put them on their own proprietary streaming. That is a possibility. I don't see them bringing back like Luke Cage or Iron Fist, but I could see Daredevil finding new life on that. Having said that, this is a rated R series, and I don't know if they're going to be able to come out of the gates with that, but who knows? I don't know.
What WingFan191 says in the chat, no R-rated stuff on the Disney service. I hope that they reconsider that. I think with the extensive parental controls that are available in these streaming services, that it would be possible to make sure to keep, you know, your Lion Kings away from Daredevil, right? I'm personally really excited for Disney streaming to happen. I just want easy access to, like, Disney's vault of classic movies.
That, and you'll have that. And eventually you'll have easy access to all the Star Wars prequels as well. Drewski_2K said, Nick, if Daredevil moves to Disney streaming, will you jump ship? I don't know. No, Daredevil's not enough to get me to go over there. I liked Daredevil, but honestly, if they said we're not going to make any more Daredevil, I'm like, okay. I mean, I just finished Narcos Mexico. It's by all aspects a far greater show than Daredevil will ever be. And Daredevil, not to underplay what Daredevil is, it's a fun comic book show, and they actually did some really great stuff in season 3 with the character dynamics. We're going to watch this next. this is how this show goes. But it's not enough to move the needle for me. You know, I don't know what Disney could do. Disney has to come out, and that Star Wars series needs to look phenomenal. And I need to really be invested in that for me to want to go over there and pay 10 more bucks a month.
Mr. Yasman 300 says, Nick and Andrew, rumor has it that with Disney buying Fox, they will control the majority of Hulu, and then they might put all of their R-rated content on there.
Possible, but I also really don't see them spreading their audiences out amongst two services.
That wouldn't make sense. You would want to make it a one subscription price to get all of it.
That's the marketing win. My theory is you take all the good stuff from Hulu, which by all accounts is like Hulu is not the leader in streaming by far. I mean, it's like, what, third place, fourth place behind Amazon Prime, HBO Go. Like, you have all these other services in the pantheon of streamers.
I think TV series.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, I think Amazon Prime and Netflix for me are primarily movie platforms for my personal watching. But I know that, obviously, Netflix has diversified with a lot of TV offerings as well.
Yeah. I just wonder if some executive at Disney is like, hey, you know, it'd be even better now that we own this platform. Let's just shut this down, take all the good things and put it over on Disney streaming. And then that becomes, like, here's what's going to have to eventually happen with all these streaming platforms. Either some of them are going to go bankrupt or they're going to consolidate. That's what's going to have to happen. There's too many out there. Amazon Prime slinking along, making some cool stuff, but not really. They've got trillions of dollars. They're going to outlast Hulu by far, unless Hulu gets folded heavily into Disney. That's my prediction.
Right.
Hulu has some great content, but it's also content that's largely licensed, right? So does Disney need that? Who knows?
I mean, they only have handful of exclusive of things that they produce, most notably The Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale. They did a documentary recently that I've been talking about Shepard Fairey, who's the guy that made the Obey. He made Obey, that brand, and also did the Obama poster.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I think that's a Hulu original, but I'm not sure. I think they may have licensed that or just bought it and run it on Hulu. So they have some good content. Not to say that they don't. My wife loves The Handmaid's Tale. She swears by it. Although I think she stopped watching it after this last season because it was too stressful.
Well, the third season's not out yet. But it is definitely a stressful show, but the acting in that show is phenomenal.
Mm. Let's see. The Whatnot says Marvel's Runaways on Hulu is awesome. I don't know, man. Is The Runaways awesome? What was that Fox show that came and went about Marvel, about mutants? I don't know. It's too much. Consolidate, damn it. It's too much. I can't pay attention to the whole thing. All right, to wash the taste out of my mouth on that one, we have a fun Internet of the Week clip. Now, I want you guys to understand, when we say give us fun clips, and I know you guys are like, oh, Nick, we need some sort of criteria for what the fun clip is. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, keep it under 30 seconds. It needs to visually wow me right off the bat and get me interested. And then no timestamps, none of this shit. I don't understand it. So here is an example from Connor Hallmark, at Connor Hallmark on Twitter. This is what a fun clip should look like. Give it to me, Cool Greg. Here we go. I like that as it goes over, he's already slipping off the marble, the stone countertop, you know? he's been trying to get to that salad for so long, like 15 minutes, and finally he's almost there. It's gone.
It's mean but funny at the same time.
Well, iguanas, as a lot of people understand, they're like snakes. They don't have bones, you know? Yeah. They're just malleable and flexible. They can bounce off things. They're like children.
I'm pretty sure that's not how iguanas work.
That's not how snakes work.
Like, look
either.
At his arm. He clearly has a bone in his arm.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Can you click on the picture of this kid in his profile picture? I want to see this kid. Look at this beautiful son of a bitch. Yeah, that kid is a man. That's a man with
He's
a giant iguana.
A piano.
Yeah. So he plays piano and he has an iguana. This guy.
Nice.
This guy's everything. Everybody tweet at, what's his name again? Connor what?
As Batchild points out in the chat, snakes also have bones.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I realize sometimes when I lean heavily into a joke, you just got to keep going.
Okay, gotcha.
You know? When you lean into a joke and you realize that snakes have bones and you're like, you know what? Who am I to judge? At Connor Hallmark, everyone. Tweet him some sweet, nasty love. Tell him that clip's awesome. Go check that out. Give him some views. All right. It's 11:36. We're going to check back in on tips. But before we do, it's big topic time. Cool Greg, don't worry about the graphic. It doesn't work. I'll just say big topic. There are moments in... What is this? Tom Hanks' eye to play... Oh, Geppetto. It said Gestapo. I was like, Jesus, that's a term. What's with all the Nazi stuff? Tom Hanks eyed to play Geppetto in Disney's Pinocchio movie. Well, when that's confirmed, we'll talk about it. Before we do that, we've got more serious things to talk about here.
Yes,
we've got
indeed.
Andrew Renee.
That's right.
Who
me.
Is, what's your moniker again?
The busiest lady in the business.
The busiest lady in the business. She knows a lot about a lot of things. And when I found out you were going to be on the show today, I said, of course, this next story for you, okay? Because we're nothing if not professional here. Okay? Now, there are moments, before you play this, cool, Greg, don't play it yet. There are moments as an internet creator that we can celebrate. We have these amazing things. Greg has this great showcase we're going to do a week from Saturday, 10 a.m. here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. It'll be put up afterward. Don't worry if you can't watch it live. It'll be put up afterward on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. That's great. He's back there working. Industry professionals, you guys are talking about, oh, can we get more things? Is this a cool clip? Like, would you like this? This much footage? That's awesome, right? And you lend your talents to that. I like to exist in the fringe, the gonzo. Mm. And there are moments where I think to myself, I have fundamentally failed. Myself, my friends, my family, this is one of them. I cannot believe I was not a part of this project. I don't understand why they didn't reach out to me. And God damn it, I apologize for using the Lord's name in vain. Why won't you let me be a part of one of these remakes, internet? You wouldn't let me be a part of RoboCop remake, the Star Wars remake, and now there's a damn Shrek remake that 200 creators. It's clearly sheer. How are we not in the top 200 of internet creators that people didn't reach out to Daddy over here to let me and Andy do a little remake of one of these scenes in Shrek? There's a group that did a Shrek remake, and it's called Shrek Retold, and it's amazing, and it's on YouTube right now, and we're gonna watch a clip from it right now. Cool, Greg, bring this up.
Is this timestamped?
Yeah, it's timestamped. Right. I just broke my rule. I was like, don't do any fun clips that are timestamped. This is timestamped. Let's watch this.
Sure, it's big enough, but look at the location.
Shrek, remember when you said that, that ogres have layers?
Oh, I?
Well, I have a bit of a confession to make. Donkeys don't have layers. We wear our fear right out there on our sleeves.
Wait a second. Donkeys don't have sleeves?
This is the best.
You know what I mean, Shrek? You know what I mean.
Well, you can't tell me you're afraid of heights.
No, I'm just a little bit uncomfortable about being on a rickety bridge over a boiling lake of lava.
That's awesome.
Come on, donkey.
I'm right here beside you.
All right, cool, Greg, stop this. This is from a group called 3GI Industries. We can go to their website right now if you guys want to check that out. It's the3gi.com. And
this is intense.
It is every bit as insane as you would think it is. If you're listening to this, do yourself a favor. Maybe not on a PC. Maybe go and find
there's
yourself a Mac.
There's definitely malware.
Yeah,
in
there's
this,
some.
For sure.
Like right now, we're gonna nuke all of our PCs in the office by just going to this. But evidently, this group does a yearly Shrek Fest. They host the world's largest Shrek festival every year. Hundreds of Shrek enthusiasts gather in Madison, Wisconsin, to watch the movie Shrek very loudly. Now,
I
didn't know there was
hundreds of thousands.
Did I say hundreds of thousands?
No, it just says hundreds.
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 I can't imagine that
so
there are hundreds.
That's probably like 215 people. That qualifies as hundreds.
Well, at least 200, because 200 creators have come together to collaborate to make one of these remakes. And again, I can't wait to sit at home tonight and watch this thing. I'm going to watch the whole thing, just like I did our RoboCop remake, and just like I did, well, I didn't the Star Wars one, but our RoboCop remake, best thing ever.
This is so intense.
I'm just letting people know. Spread the word, okay? Kind of Funny is down as fuck to do one of these. Do you understand? Like, we're down. I will make Andrea be a part of this, and she will hate me for it.
No,
but secretly, she'll kind of love it because the rest of her world's so professional. This is catharsis for her.
I haven't done sketch comedy in a while.
Well,
you may have seen my internet famous video, You Need a Boyfriend?
Oh, I have not seen that. Cool, Greg.
Got it.
Can we watch that, please?
Oh, yeah, you should bring it up. This is from Totally Sketch, a director named Michael Gallagher, who I worked with at Mahalo.
I know Michael. Wait, Michael Gallagher, doesn't he do stuff now?
Yeah, yeah. He's directed a couple of movies. He's great. He's super talented. So he started out editing video and producing for Mahalo, where I was hosting Mahalo Daily, and with Veronica Belmont, which was forever ago. And he asked me to be part of this sketch. There's two of them that I did. One was like a spoof infomercial. If you just go to Totally Sketch, it might be easier. Or if you type in Andrea Renee Totally Sketch in the search bar, you'll probably find it. And then the other one was a Choose Your Own Adventure video. Where,
I appreciate this.
With the annotations in YouTube, where I was with... oh my gosh, I don't know if he wants me to use his real name. We did a video where, there it is, Got Sex, interactive game, where at the end of it, so we play a couple, are and you... he's trying to get me to have sex with him,
naturally.
And then I keep giving him these different excuses.
Okay, let's watch
a little bit of this. But this is the infomercial.
Are you tired of being cold at night?
Oh God,
having trouble
hair.
Lifting
oh,
those heavy
it.
Objects? Don't have enough money to buy dinner tonight? Then you need a boyfriend. Boyfriends are the rich, muscular heat blankets you've been yearning for. Boyfriends are made
good,
of thick, ultra-ripped muscles that can lift your furniture with ease
jacked,
and give you
know,
sex
cool.
at the drop of a hat.
Thanks, boyfriend.
When hungry,
oh my God,
the boyfriend
this is amazing.
Is to pay for your food due to the cruel rules
this
of our
just
society.
Became, this
with
just became an intro to the morning show, ladies and gentlemen.
To fix
this
any
just became
problem
an intro.
In the house without calling a repairman.
Oh my
and
God.
The boyfriend is great at maintaining a secure perimeter of your property so you can feel safe at home again. As an added bonus,
so
you'll
bad.
Receive
oh
our
God.
Compact
so
press
bad.
And open book light.
That's cool.
A $15 value free. And
oh
if you act
God.
Now, you'll get an additional boyfriend absolutely
I had no
free.
Idea.
The two brutes will fight to the death to defend your honor.
The free boyfriend
all
made
while
me
you
kill
relax
the
and enjoy your
oh
book
God,
light. A $500 value for only $19.95. Boyfriend is not good at listening or giving thoughtful advice. This offer not available in stores. Call now so you will never be broke, hungry, or horny again.
Amazing.
Love it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was, I've had a great week. This has been a good week. that was the nice piping on top of that cake for me, and I appreciate
I'm here to help you out.
And dare I say, no good deed goes unpunished here at Kinda Funny. So that's probably going to be a clip now at the beginning of our show forever.
It's fine. Listen, forever. Over 7 million people have watched it on YouTube. If you're going to clip it, I'm not going to feel like
yeah.
super weird about it.
Yeah, but our audience has a way of making shit weird.
That's
And
that's
by
fair.
They have a way of making shit weird, I have a way of making shit weird. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'm sure I will delight somehow in embarrassing you with that clip. I don't know how, but the wheels
okay.
will turn. Maybe when I'm at Starbucks later today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 11:45. And before Andrea comes around the corner somehow and tells me to end the show, we need to take a second to tell you about our amazing sponsors. The first of which is MeUndies this year. This is the year that you can finally tackle your holiday shopping early. And guess what? You can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies. Now, here's the deal. This is a true story that I'm going to tell you, ladies. They gave us all this copy, but I want you guys to hear this one first. Kevin Coelho, they sent us a few pairs of MeUndies. Just some of the new prints so that we can try mm-hmm. them on and have, you know, update the freshness.
Yeah.
Kevin was so excited to wear these underwear that he woke up this morning, realized he didn't take them home with him. Mm-hmm. So he wore no underwear to work today.
Mm.
Walked in,
Bold.
Took a pair, went into the bathroom, put them on, came out, smiling from ear to ear. He was like, they are not kidding with how soft these underwear
they
is.
They are very soft. I just bought John the new snowman print.
Yeah.
And then I got us the matching gingerbread man print. So I got him in the bikini brief, and then I got him the boxer briefs.
Do you have the onesie yet? They have the matching onesies now.
I haven't. I saw them, and I'm having trouble deciding if I want to, like, pull the trigger on the onesie or not.
I think, why not? Why not pull the trigger, ladies and gentlemen? Because the MeUndies uses that coveted micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than cotton. Speaking of fun prints, they have... The holiday season prints. MeUndies will be releasing a new print every Tuesday. That means you'll have no excuses not to celebrate the holidays right down to your very core. Seriously, how can you not get one, you and your loved one of those matching onesies with a holiday theme this year? You got to do it. Here's the offer, ladies and gentlemen. MeUndies has a great offer right now for first-time purchasers. When you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and a free pair. That's a no-brainer. 15% off. A pair of the most comfortable underwears you will ever put on. Here's how you take advantage of that. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Next up, we have Quip. Andrea,
mm-hmm.
one of the things I admire most about you,
yes.
you got the smile of a professional, okay? Pearly whites, always clean. Not like these things. These things are just coffee stained, disgusting. But Quip has you covered. Why? Well... This Quip is the It Gift. It's an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. There's a buzzy gift on everyone's lift this year, and it's something list this year. It's something you'll use twice a day. Which every time I read that, I'm like, right, twice a day, not once
Are
a day.
Are you one of those people of 50% that only brushes once a day? Is that you? Scarpino.
It was featured on Oprah's O-List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth, which is everyone. Quip has sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough on your sensitive gums and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. No, I actually do two times a day now, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't for a long time.
Okay.
There was a point at which, let's take a break from this ad read.
Okay.
You've been married for a while.
Yes.
Sometimes when you get married, the whole point of being married is that you can learn things from each other. And by learn things, your significant other will just kind of shame you a little bit into doing the right thing.
Right.
And at one point, my wife's like, do you not brush your teeth before you go to bed? And I'm like, no. And she goes, but that's all day's worth of stuff.
That just sits in your mouth overnight.
That just sits in your mouth overnight.
Right. So it's a cavity waiting to happen. And then a cavity turns into a root canal.
It's not even that.
And a
it's
root
like,
canal turns into a crown.
It's bad breath in
and
the
not
morning.
Not only is it expensive, but it's painful.
It's gross. It's all sorts of gross. Let
it
me tell you guys.
Just 2 minutes, you guys. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. You don't even have to think anymore with Quip. It has a built-in timer. And then it'll pulse and let you know when to change the grid of your mouth. It is amazing. Quip makes holiday travel clean and easy with a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors and unmounts to slide over the bristles on for an on-the-go brushing. Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs on 3 months, for 3 months on just one charge. That's pretty impressive. Quip is the gift that keeps refreshing with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule of every 3 months for just $5. And you can even gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure you're never using old, worn out, or ineffective bristles. I always say Brussels, like Brussels sprouts, bristles. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Here's the deal right now. Quip looks like a big ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you get your first refill pack for free with the Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell your giftie that. You want to get your mom a toothbrush? You don't have to tell her how much it costs. I never tell my mom, but she somehow knows anyway. That's your first refill pack at getquip.com/KFMS. Just thought about my mom. It freaked me out for a second though. Robinhood is our final subscriber. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you build buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. Non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It has a simple and intuitive, clear design and data presented in an easy-to-digest way. Kevin loves this because Kevin likes investing his money. He's smart and actually pays attention. And Robinhood app, he says, is very, very easy to use.
I've been using it, too.
Have
it's
you?
Nice.
What do you think?
The thing I love about it is that they have a lot of data inside the app. So if you're like me and you're pretty clueless as to, you know, how these companies are doing, they have a lot of resources.
I've been drinking out of an empty cup for the last hour.
Well, I've been drinking this really cold coffee, so we're in good company,
I
guess.
There you go.
Yeah, it's great. And one of the things that I love about it, too, is that once you decide to buy something, for example, my free stock that I got when I signed up was with Groupon. And so if Groupon does an earnings call, they'll ping me with a notification to be like, do you want to listen in on the earnings call? I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Also, they have other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits, and I like money. That's fantastic. Here is the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Like Andrea just mentioned, Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at morningshow.robinhood.com. That's morningshow.robinhood.com. All right. Joe.
What's up?
You want to read it or do you want me to do it?
So we have something a little bit different today for the giveaway.
No, I love it.
It's
different
good
is good. Change is always great. You know I'm great
change
with change.
Change is great, right? Yeah. Nick loves when things
love
change.
Love the changes.
So today, our giveaway game is this lovely gift package from our friends at Lego DC Supervillains. So you'll
That's
get everything
awesome.
Pictured here. And that is going to Tyler Brebner from our Kinda Funny Patreon.
Yay.
Tyler, if you're listening,
congrats.
I will message you for your address so that they can send you this fun little prize pack.
Fantastic.
Thank you. They just announced the new Aquaman DLC for this game.
I'm so excited.
I was like, I thought I got a press release about this. So that story came out yesterday.
Yeah. It's a really fun game. I finished the like main line and I've been going through and chipping away at all the other side stuff because there's always so many new things in Lego games. What?
Next time I have Andrew on the show, I'm just totally going to steal whatever the headline is for Kind of Funny Games Daily and post it before them. How do you feel about that? Dick move or really funny?
Depends on what the headline is, I guess.
Like, if it's a really good, like, oh, exclusive, and it was going to drive a ton of views over there, and we put it on ours instead, I think it would be hilarious.
We'll work on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've tipped us at the $5 or above level, now we're going to check back into that or giving us 500 cheers just like Jelly Zipper did. Jelly Zipper said, love that you guys are doing the show together today. By the way, this is Lesbian Jedi. I changed my name so Uncle Nick wouldn't get weird saying my name. Yeah, it was a little weird. Karthazard says, part one, after 11 months of job search, I finally got a job offer and start next Monday. For the past 11 months, the KFMS... it's kind of a funny morning show for the uninitiated, have helped me get through the days of job searching and multiple rejections. The amount of laughter that you guys have given me with your ridiculousness and weirdness is a bright spot for me every day, especially with the dream team, Nick, the true champ, and Andy. But I think they didn't realize you were on the show today, or they would have put clearly Andy.
Oh, no, I can't be the dream team. I've only been on the show like 3 times.
Well, people really like you on the show.
Well, why don't you invite me more often?
I don't really, because you want me to know the honest truth?
You know what I would love?
Because Greg schedules everything.
Well,
I don't feel empowered to bring on guests to my own show. I just walked in today and said, Andrew's going to do the show today. I was like, okay.
Well, maybe you could call me. You have my number.
But there's, I will, you know what? I'm going to do that from now on.
Or shoot me a text and be like, hey, friend, come be on the show with me. And I would be like, oh, Nick is personally inviting me.
It's true. It would feel real good. I'll keep that in the old back pocket. Mr. Yasmin 300 said, paying my birthday tax for my 26th birthday today. Nick, you and Kevin are my favorite, and screw Ignacio Rojas and Omega Batman. Also, Andrea, what are your thoughts on people not happy with the number of women nominated and presenters at Game Awards? That is a much bigger question than we can answer right now in the next 2 minutes, unless you want to take a crack at that.
Well,
we're not taking a crack at that.
Yeah, that's a big question.
That's too intense. Omega Batman, but thank you for the first part
for
of that.
Games Daily.
There you go, submit it for Games Daily. Party McFly says has tipped $5.69, says, just a couple of fun clips that will hopefully get past the cool wall of Greg, or whatever you call it. P.S. Hi, Andrea. You gave us a couple clips there. Cool, Greg. Are we liking these?
I liked one of them.
All right, let's watch it.
But along came the Michelin man, who reminded them the right tire changes everything.
All right, that was good. Sharthazar says, part three, I just wanted to say thank you to all the guys, to all you guys, and hopefully I still get to watch the show every day when I start my job. So for the long post, sorry for the long post, much love here from Singapore. Wow, that's awesome. P.S., please get Jessica Chobot on the show, and is Greg verified? Greg is not verified. We'd love to have Jess on the show. I don't know why we haven't had her on anything. She's awesome. Every once in a while I'll see her, and she's like, hey, and I'll go, hey. It's great. It's nice. It's good to catch up. The Incubus gave us 100 cheers. Panzer G2 said, I don't have enough bits, I think, but don't worry, I'll buy more bits, so take these bits. And he gave us 263 bits.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers. DJ Kento gave us a tip and said, hi, Nick and Andrea. I've talked to Chris Landon before, director of both Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You. You could get him on the show. Super nice guy. He also wrote the Paranormal Activity sequels. His dad was Michael Landon, too. Hit him up. Oh, that's awesome. Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie, I think. And Highway to Heaven?
That guy?
Michael Landon, yeah. Old school. He had great hair. Ignacio Rojas said, Andrea is definitely my favorite
Landon
morning.
Or Langdon?
The Landon.
Hmm. Yeah.
Is that him?
This guy?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's Michael Landon.
I liked Highway to Heaven. You remember that show? He was like an angel that used to go from town to town.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I always liked it because it reminded me of the Hulk, the ending of the Hulk, where it was like, where he would have to leave the town and go and just walk on the road because everyone was like, you're the Hulk. We can't have you here. We have to kill you.
Oh, I didn't.
And he was like, but I helped save your like little like industry, cottage industry. And they're like, yeah, but you're a fucking monster. You got to go.
Well, such is the plight of a monster.
It's true. That's why I don't do things for people. Let's see. Enrique Baez gave us 1,000 cheers. No comment, but just 1,000 cheers. Appreciate that. PSWee 2008 gave us 500 cheers and said, Andrea's boyfriend sketch is the best discovery in a long time. You're the best, Andrea. And the KF crew is good too. Portillo and Andrea. He loves you both.
Thank you.
Final tip comes from Nola Hudat. Says, Nick seems like the kind of guy you would want to go to PF Chang's with. I went to PF Chang's last night.
Oh, jealous. There's not one nearby my house.
It's so good. I caught up with my buddy Brennan last night. And we have every time we get together, it's our tradition. We just go to PF Chang's, but we act like it's our first time there. Like, it's this cool, like, someone just told us like, about this cool new exclusive Asian fusion restaurant that no one's ever been to before. And we tried it. We'll go in and be like, is it possible to get a table right now? I know we don't have a reservation. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking? It's fucking PF Chang's. Like, yeah, there's no one here.
Do you make the servers go through the whole rigmarole of explaining to you what P.F. Chang's is all about?
No. They don't do the sauces anymore either. We're just like, just bring us the Kung Pao chicken and the lettuce cups and 2 Diet Cokes. Let's go.
Oh, the Szechuan beef is one of my favorites.
It's good
there,
too.
And the Mongolian beef.
I have no problem with either of the things you're saying right now.
Delicious. Now yeah. I want PF Chang's.
I know. Let's go for lunch. Oh, you can't go. You got the stupid show.
Yes, I can.
All right, maybe.
After, if you can wait until after Games record, Daily is done.
We got to record Party Mode today.
So what?
It's like, it's turnaround. It means I got to go. It means what's going to happen is I'm going to get off my show, off this high of doing this amazing piece of entertainment, and Greg's going to go, hey, can you get lunch for us today?
And you say, hey, I'm a team player. Sure thing. What do you need? Let
every
me
day,
help out.
Every day, but it beats me down, you know? But it beats me down. But I like it because then I can control what we eat for lunch.
Yeah.
Because left to our own devices, we go to McDonald's every day.
Can you get me lunch today?
Yeah, if you want.
Please?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Wherever I go, I'll get you something. Hey, Nick. What's up?
Ignacio says you missed this one.
Oh, sorry. I didn't miss that. Ignacio Rojas gave us a tip and said, Andrea is my favorite morning show host. That being said, champ, don't let Andrea intimidate you. Is she better than you in every aspect? Yes. But that has never stopped you before. I've seen miracles happen before. You can do this, champ. That sentiment is 100% true. Everyone that has ever challenged me better than me in everything. Somehow life just conspires to keep the champ the champ. And on that note, Andrea, thank you very much for joining us today.
This Thanks has been for an absolute pleasure. Me.
It's always a treat when you grace us with your presence. Of course, you're going to be on the show later today with Greg. Everyone stick around in the next 5 minutes. Kind of Funny Games Daily is up next with Andrea and Greg. I'll be back Monday, 11 a.m. PT. Until then, though, have a great weekend. Buy yourself a burrito. I'll see you later. Bye.